Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whether you're listening on the radio across North America or on the internet around the world, thank you very much for joining me. I'm glad you're here. We got a couple of new friends with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barry Griswell is with us. J. Barry Griswell is the non-executive chairman of the board of the Principal Financial Group. You know who that group is. I've introduced you to many of their folks and some of the work that they do for small businesses for a number of years now. And also we've got Bob Jennings, who's the president of Lean Management Group, which is a consulting company helping companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward. And the two of them have written a new book called The Adversity Paradox, and they're here right now to talk to us about this. Barry Griswell, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Hi, Bob Jennings. Welcome.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you guys here. And of course, Barry, my audience knows the Principal 10 Best group because I've introduced them to that over the last several years. And we know about the good work that you guys do there at the Principal. Barry, right now, 2009, I've been around a long time. This isn't my first rodeo. This is my seventh recession to be part of. I go back to 1969 on that count, Barry, and I've never seen so much fear in my life. You know, the mid-70s was tough, the early 80s was tough. This is the worst one I've been involved in. What do you think?
No, I think you're right, Jim. I've been through the same ones you have, and it is a bit different. It's a deeper recession, but I think the thing that's different is just the uncertainty that has been created. You know, I think for all the right reasons, people have tried to do some things to help us get through this, but they've created a lot of uncertainty, and when there's uncertainty, people just don't know what to do, and they just kind of panic. So,
One of the reasons I think we've got the uncertainty, Bob, is that Barry talks about is because it's artificial. Some of the stuff that's been happening is artificial. It's like a fish and a fowl. You know, the two just don't go together.
Yeah, and I think also, Jim, that we're coming off of such prosperous times. That's helped lead to the uncertainty because you say you're going through your seventh recession. Many people are going through their most difficult recession by far.
Right, and their first one.
And not their seventh. So, and with that prosperity, we've gotten some great things, but we certainly haven't gotten knocked down everybody doesn't know how to quite pick themselves up.
Well, exactly. Bob makes an excellent point, Barry, because, I mean, there are at least a couple of generations of people under say, 40, 42 or 3 who've never been through anything like this. And as Bob points out, you know, they lived through some pretty good times. And now, you know, they're not sure how to deal with this kind of adversity.
That's right, Jim. I think the millennials, Generations X and Y in particular, the group you're talking about, you know, they've had great prosperity. And unfortunately, some of us who really came up the hard way, we may have gotten a little soft on some of the younger generation. We might not have helped them see the value in hard work and the value of, you know, getting down and getting up.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to talk about this, the concept. So we get the adversity thing. We understand adversity. I mean, I think everybody now realizes that we're in a year of adversity, and 09 is the year we got to pay for 08. But I think it's going to be a standalone year between 08 and 2010. But talk to us about why you chose to use the term the adversity paradox, Barry. Explain that to us.
Well, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, we think about adversity as something to be avoided. We think about it as something that's negative. And in fact, the paradox is that the adversity in our lives are actually what causes us to create and develop character. It's what creates opportunities. And you can't have great prosperity. You can't have great things happen without going through some difficult times. So our book is all about helping people understand that and embracing adversity, making adversity your friend. Because if you have the right mental attitude, the right optimism, if you really go at it with the right approach, you can come out of it a better person. You can come out of it more prosperous than you went in. So the paradox paradox is when something bad happens, it's actually something good. You just got to look at it that way.
Bob, who was it said, whatever doesn't kill you will make you stronger?
it seems like we've been hearing that a lot, Jim. And I think one of the things we need to realize that the younger generations are so skilled. They are so much skilled than us older generations.
Right.
And the day they befriend adversity, they should be able to run circles around the rest of us, given their skills. I mean, they can throw a PowerPoint presentation together in 5 minutes. It takes us half a day. They can multitask like no other. And as soon as they can stay out of the wallowing and get all their energy going forward, they will use those skills to be very prosperous, I think.
Well, one of the things, Barry, about adversity, there are two ways to look at it. And in my mind, as far as the economy right now, one way is to try to remake something that you already had into something new for where we're going, wherever we're headed in this economy. And the other is to see something completely new being born out of this adversity and creating something that's never existed before. What do you think?
I think both of those are very, very valid. I think, small businesses, corporations, people, they'll take this opportunity to do things, quite frankly, Jim, they should have done anyway.
Right.
And the recession will force them to make the decisions to do things that they probably should have been doing as good management. But on the other hand, people will see new vistas. They'll see a new opportunity come out of all this. Think about financial planning. Think about the things that people need they haven't had. And so there'll be a lot of opportunities for new businesses, for new opportunities, for new franchises, for new concepts. We just got to be open to it.
And Bob, you're the consultant in the bunch here. I used to be. Some businesses, I talked about trying to remake an old model. Some businesses don't need to be remade, do they? I mean, that's the tough part for some industries and some elements of industries. Their day is done, and it's time to move on, isn't it? That's hard for a lot of companies, a lot of people to make that decision.
Yeah, no, it's hard to understand, too, I think, when you take a big drop like so many have, whether you need to reinvent yourself or your old business plan was rock solid. You just need to improve on it.
One of the things that one of my mentors told me once years ago that I quote a lot on the show is sometimes you got a fighting chance and sometimes you just have a chance to fight. And
where do you come up with these things, Jim?
You have to. I had a lot of good mentors. Hey, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, Amazon.com is a great place if you want to buy in bulk. CEO Read, BarnesandNoble.com, all the typical places.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back, folks. We got a lot more to come with Barry Griswell and Bob Jennings. The book is called The Adversity Paradox. Stay with us.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
One of my favorite artists, he's not just a singer, he's a writer. That makes him an artist, Mr. Van Morrison. Doesn't get any better than Moondance. Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. You got 5 seconds, 3 minutes, 1 minute, 15 minutes. We got something that you can read or listen to. And check out my blog while you're there. Check out my knowledge base. Subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Barry Griswell and Bob Jennings are with us, ladies and gentlemen. They're our new friends, soon to be old friends. They're the authors of the Adversity Paradox, and we're talking about that. We're talking about the fact that adversity can be whatever you make it, right, Barry? I mean, adversity can either take you down or it can cause you to do something you wouldn't have done otherwise. I'll give you an example. In the 1980s, I was downsized twice in 18 months. Talk about the perfect storm. I had two kids and two mortgages and no capital, and I started my business 20 years ago this year, and that was pretty, that was a lot of adversity there, but I did that because I really didn't have much of a choice. But I wanted to do it. I wanted to have my own business. A lot of small businesses are being started right now based on that same kind of adversity, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you'll just find an incredible number of businesses that the story is the same as yours. I started it because I had no choice. that's the whole premise of going through adversity. I got through it because I had no choice.
Right.
And people who don't recognize that, we call it wallowing and being pessimists. They say, oh, woe is me, I'm a victim. You know, that's the worst thing to do. You got to take the high road. You got to say there's a way out. I'm responsible. I can get out and just apply some hard work, some honest effort, get passionate about what you're doing, find the right opportunity, and go forward.
Bob, you talk about in the book, you talk about business savvy, and you say that you're not born with business savvy. I really enjoyed reading what you guys said about business savvy. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, actually, one of the person we profiled to demonstrate business savvy is a venture capitalist by the name of John Papajohn.
Not the pizza guy.
Not the pizza guy, but extremely wealthy, and he gave us a story. And it's difficult to go get a story like this because there's so much proprietary things that go on, but he gave us a story where he took a couple $100,000 and turned it into, I believe it was $400 million through the investment in $40 million, through an investment in a business and coaching this business, and he shows all those traits of the business savvy in taking this business from a startup to a very, very successful pharmaceutical business. Everything from, he shows us how he thinks linearly, he shows us how he goes systems thinking, he shows how he has empathy for all the people around him.
But that sounds very sophisticated. Can a regular person out here without that sophistication, do they have business savvy? Can they acquire business savvy?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jim, what we really do, when you get into the book and you get to the premise, what we really come up with is there's really five things that really go into making a person business savvy. And you might want to, you know, we might want to talk about them a little bit, but it's pretty straightforward and simple. We have found that these have come out of adversity, that it's most clear to see how they're developed. But first is honesty, integrity. Second is hard work. Third is purpose and passion. Fourth is developing a lifelong learning technique. And then fifth, and probably most important, that we've been talking a lot about this morning, is introspection, is your whole attitude and how you view things, and optimism. So, yes, anybody can learn these. It's just that those who go through adversity seem to get them more quickly, and it's easier to see how they're developed than those who've overcome adversity.
And Papa John's just one of many people we profile, but where he came by it was his family were Greek immigrants. His father died when Papa John was 16, and with a small grocery store. His mom did not speak English, and at 16, John took over the grocery store with his two younger brothers and had to run it at age 16. So you can see how he developed all those things of being thrown into the fire, having to learn collections, having to learn inventory, having to do all those things that he picked it up early. Now, we don't advocate throwing people into the fire at 16. It just so happens that his story and how he did it can help people from having to be thrown into the fire to learn those things.
Well, an introspection, when I was with Xerox a few decades ago, they taught me self-analysis. They taught me how to do self-analysis. That's one of the best drills I've ever learned, one of the best things I ever learned how to do to help me to be true to myself.
Yeah, that's the most difficult part for so many, Jim. We talk in the book, we talk about the mirror being the best friend you'll ever have.
Right.
And waking up every morning and put that mirror in front of your face and looking deep down inside and understand your motives, what you're doing, why you're doing them, what your priorities are. You know, that's really so critical to being successful.
Well, no question about it. And quickly, one of you, tell us about what you mean by and then some, the power of and then some.
Well, that's we absolutely latched onto that as such a powerful, powerful phrase. And we're, really what we found was a common theme among all of the people, the 200 or so bios that we looked at, the people we interviewed. Each and every one had this enormous attitude that they did what they were asked to do and then some.
Yeah.
I learned it very young as a boy working at night loading trucks as I was going through school. Every night they would make a decision as to how many workers they needed, and the trick was to be the one worker they called if they only needed one.
Yep.
The only way you distinguish yourself to be that person is always take the attitude, I'm going to do what they asked me to do, and then
just a little bit more. The classic baker's dozen. Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Bob Jennings, Barry Griswold, the authors of The Adversity Paradox. Will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Love to.
Thanks, guys.
How are you doing, Jim? We appreciate
Thank
it.
You. The Adversity Paradox, ladies and gentlemen, is in bookstores now. It's a good one. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.